The governing party, the African National Congress, issuing a statement on the outcomes of the National Working Committee that was held on the 3rd of May. The NWC welcoming a report on the work of the National Coronavirus Command Council led by President Cyril Ramaphosa, welcoming the announcement of the date of the 27th of October for the next local government elections, reflecting on the work continuing in the tripartite alliance involving COSATU as well as the SACP, commending the continued progress being made by the National Youth Task Team that has been tasked with rebuilding and reviving the ANC Youth League, noting, of course, that the National General Council, which was initially scheduled for June 2020, could not proceed because of COVID-19 pandemic, and issuing an instruction for a comprehensive report on when this National General Council could perhaps happen. But the story that we've been focusing on all afternoon is the National Working Committee resolving that the decision of the last NEC meeting, where public representatives, office bearers and members indicted to appear in a court of law on any charge, will then be temporarily suspended if they choose not to step aside voluntarily. To help understand and explain this is a senior researcher from Zubera Institute for Research and Development, Xolani Dube. Xolani, very good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Let me greet you as well as the listeners.
This is an indication that Cyril Ramaphosa, who, as we know, will take the time necessary to put the measures in place to get a consensus on any decision that he feels is important. He wanted to have all party members, certainly the top six officials, the five other than Ace Magashule, agreeing on this particular point. And I imagine when the NEC meeting takes place in the ordinary sitting this weekend, we'll certainly have an overwhelming majority of the NEC members agreeing to this, right?
Look, let's just be honest here. I think he is about him, and is about the image of his presidency, and also is to send a kind of a message to the South Africans that look, ANC is still the party that still have moral and ethics in its leadership, and so I think is one of his gimmicks. This one, this step aside, because we are heading towards the local government election. And so him as a master of gimmicks, he must sell something to the South Africans, of which here is to say ANC is cleansing itself. But we know it very well that this strategy is like a naughty corner for a naughty child, you know, to say go there, hide there, and then possible after the local government election, you can come back and resume your position. Because here as South Africans, our crisis is the corruption that is perpetrated or that is being meted out to the society by the ANC. And the South African cry is that let all those who are corrupt not be placed in a court in a naughty corner, but must wear the orange overall. That is the cry of the South Africans, nothing else. And so when the ANC comes with these gimmicks of step aside, we can see it through now that here is the ANC again fooling the South Africans.
Is it though, Xolani? We know that the president ascended, if you like, to the presidency of the ANC in part on the promise that he will help clear the ANC of any and all corrupt activities. This is an important step in achieving that, is it not?
Look, he is the president currently who is laced or is decorated with corruption himself. Take, for example, the issue of Bosasa and also those envelopes that he's fighting so hard not to be open, you know. And look, you know, his hands or his fingerprints are found in all the other corrupt activities, alleged corrupt activities. And so in the ANC, the road starts from the head. And so he is not immune. He is not different from Ace Magashule, because corruption in the ANC has been institutionalized. And so I think others might say, those who belong to the faction of Ace Magashule, to say this is another form of a purge, because what makes Ace different from DD, and what makes DD Mabuza different from Paul Mashadile or Jesse or Kwete Mantashe or even Cyril Ramaphosa.
Well, the answer might be, Xolani, the fact that those individuals are not facing an indictment in a court of law, is Magashule is.
But see, the issue here, politics is about perceptions, you know, and we vote on the card of people who are supposed to be immaculate. Once you are being tainted, we as society, we frown upon you. But look, you and I, we know it very well, that ANC down-throated Jacob Zuma to us for two sessions in as the president of this country. And so they are capable of doing anything. And so we are being thrown up and down, and we accept their dictatorship. And so what I am saying here is time for South Africans to say, stop with these gimmicks. Stop with this thing of fooling us around. We want tangible results. And the tangible result is to see those who steal from the coffers of our country behind bars. Don't talk about step aside. Don't talk about all these things. We want people being prosecuted. We want people behind bars. It's simple as that.
This will have ripple effects within the ANC without a doubt. There is a National General Council meeting that is yet to be scheduled that needs to take place ahead of what will be an elective conference for the ANC in 2022. Cyril Ramaphosa will be mindful that he won the election, of course, in NASRAC in December 2017 for the office of presidency, but it was literally a slim margin. How does all of this play into those two big meetings within the ANC?
Look, you have to understand, Uti, in the ANC, there's a Mexican standoff. You know, corruption in the ANC is not a preserve for only one particular faction, but both factions are being united by corruption. You know, and so there's that Mexican standoff that says, I know what you have done, and you know what I'm doing currently. And so both of us, we are the same. And so ANC leaders, we have to accept as South Africans that they are a moving closet. Mamumba Thabile Dlamini made it clear that each and every member of the ANC elite has got skeleton in his or in her own closet. And so if a person who belongs to the elite of the ANC can utter such statement, who are we to say there are people who are clean in the ANC? And so these meetings, the NGC, the NWC, and so forth, these are crisis management meetings where they craft statements that will make us feel comfortable and think that something is happening, but in reality, nothing is happening. If really these gatherings, they are for us, South Africans, to move forward, how come that today we have Didi Mabuza as the deputy president? How come that today we have Ace Magashule as the so-called the secretary? How come that today we have even the president of Cyril Ramaphosa like we had the president of Jacob Zuma? Don't we have other people in the ANC who are not tainted? That's the question that you have to ask ourselves.
And of course, a question for the ANC members to answer. Thank you very much, Xolani Dube, senior researcher with Zubero Institute for Research and Development.